Blog Talk Radio. Hey, guys and gals, how you doing? This is the Big Dog, Benny Henderson Jr., coming at you live from Big Dog Radio. Brought to you by the one and only Fighting Words Radio Network, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry if I sound a little down, man. This time change is like screwing my fat butt up. But, hey, man, God bless you. We're here on a Sunday, beautiful Texas day. If you hear anything, you got the doors open. I got crazy neighbors, so please excuse me. Hey, thank each and every one of you tuning in today's program, man. We got a special one. We got a twofer. That's right. We got two guys. First, we're going to have, here in a second, we're going to have J.R. Martinez from the badass, kick-ass Texas-based band Hostile. And then emphatic slash now through fire guitar player and founder, Justin McCain. But, you know, we just opened up with a band I just recently found out about. For some reason, just found out. Hostile. Man, this band is out of Rose City, Texas, you know, near Dallas, and just such a tremendous, tremendous band. Yeah, I got to witness these guys live back March 2nd at Cowboys in Tyler, Texas, and I was just in awe. A great, terrific band. Of course, we opened up with their song, Broken. And check them out, Hostile, Facebook, Reverb Nation, and they're just a tremendous band. I mean, seriously. Without further ado, man, let's just go ahead and get to one of the guys. From the band, the one and only J.R. Martinez, man. Welcome to the program, brother. How you doing?
Man, pretty good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, doing great. Hey, listen, you guys last night, if I'm correct, you guys were at, Fast Daddy's in Waco, Texas.
Yes,
man,
sir.
How was that show going? Yeah, give us, how was the rate for the show?
It went great. It went great. It was awesome people, awesome venue, man. I mean, you know, went in there with a bunch of energy and made a lot of new fans.
You know, like I said, I do apologize. I had just found out about you guys maybe a few months ago, and
not a big deal. We've been around for 10 years. We've been here 10 years, man. You know.
Well, hey, man, that's better late than never, right? But you know,
yeah, that's what I say.
Great band.
That's what I say.
Yeah, yeah.
At least we're still doing
a great band. You know, you guys. How do I say this? You know, now, you know, for the ones that don't know the band Hostile, you know, these guys are straight up badass metal, which you just heard them. Really great. But I know it's been about a month or so, a few months ago, you and I, as well as Renee, was talking. And we were having the conversation about how you guys started off, and it was nothing like what you guys sound like now. I believe it was a cover band, you said. Can you kind of explain that? Because it's actually a funny, interesting story.
Yeah, it started in 7 of 07. We were just doing covers. We started a little band and just, you know, just Halloween, matter of fact, face paint and everything. And we started doing covers from Metallica, you know, Skid Row, Whitesnake, and, you know, just 80s stuff, Dangerous Toys. And we did it for 4 years. And everybody was digging it, you know, everybody was coming out and, they, you know, we started having a little fan base and we were like, well, you know, it's fun. Well, you know, a lot of the fans were saying, well, you know, you're good at covers. You do a great job of it. But when are you going to write your own music? And we're like, well, tell you what, I'm going to quit. And I've already had fun with it. I'm going to let these guys run with it. And they can use a name and they can do whatever they're going to want, you know, whatever they want to do. And they end up, making a metal album. And we went metal after that. So, yeah, that's weird. That's how it happened.
Was it a hard transition? I mean, from doing the 80s hair bands to what you guys do now?
It was because we brought in another screamer to do the heavy metal because I was just more of a singer at the time for the 80s stuff, and we were just going to test it out and kind of lean towards the metal without doing the covers, so many covers, you know, so we get our own music out there. And that it kind of just worked its own self out with two singers. I mean, that's just how a screamer and a singer, and we went from there.
Now, we know what prompted you guys to change now because people wanted you they wanted your own music. And the transition, you know, you said was a little bit different and all that. But at first, you have these fans who were like, hey, you know, they love the cover and this and that. At first, when you changed over, was there kind of shock to the fans, or like, whoa, wow, or are they just pretty much receptive to it?
Yeah, they were looking for something, you know, inside of us that we wanted to do, you know, for so many years that they knew something was coming out we told them, but they didn't know this was going to happen. You know, this was a total shock to even us. But from there, it took off. I mean, it's been awesome.
You know, everybody, we have J.R. Martinez from Hostel on the line. Great, tremendous band. You know, I've heard you guys sound like Metallica, Godsmack, all these metal bands, Pantera. What, in your honest, humble opinion, how would you describe the style of Hostel, man?
Man, I mean, you pretty much said it. I mean, I don't know. There's so many influences. It's really hard, you know. Pantera, I guess, would be what a lot of people, you know, say that we sound like. But I mean, Black Label Society. I mean, it's just Five Finger Death Punch, Trivium. I mean, we don't know. We put something out and we just go with it. And hey, if we're in that, you know, category there, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, that's Black Label Society. Of course, we had J.D. Serrano. J.D. Cervero, I can't say. I'm sober. I'm doing the show. We had J.D., the bass player from on the program once. Really, really nice guy. Really, you know. And what's so funny, and I'm going to say this real quick, a real funny story. I know we were in Cowboys, and I walked into the bathroom, and there you were talking to that real big scary guy. And I introduced myself, and we talked for a bit. And you were like really humble, and just really like you are now, just really nice, and just like. Like kind of like Leave It to Beaver kind of nice, you know what I'm saying? And
you could have said the monsters of the Addams Family, man.
But this is where I'm getting to. Really, really nice. And I remember I was like, hey man, will you take a picture of my, you know? Yeah, you're really nice and cool. I'm like, yeah, he's laid back. And then when you guys took stage, I was like, my face melted. I was like, oh shit, was this feel? Just totally different beast. And this is where I have to ask, you know, you paint your face. Half is, you'll let us know, and the other half is your face. What is it? I mean, is it kind of like a double personality? Because you were like a Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, at first you were like really, really nice, like, hey, how you doing? Then you were like, burr. You know, I was like, holy shit, is that the same guy I just talked to? I just totally, and by the way, all the listeners, we weren't in there like taking a shit, talking, you know, all these laughs. You know, we were just at the entrance.
No.
I want everybody to know that. We weren't, you know, shaking each other's nothing. It was totally, you know, I got guys around me looking like, what were y'all doing in the bathroom? But anyways, face, what is that about, man? That face that, you know, that, because I took pictures and there was like, some people were like, man, I'd run from that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It started out in Halloween. We've kept it since Halloween. I don't know. It's something that we did it and people were like digging it and they were like, well, man, you know, keep putting the paint on and kind of roll with it. And I was like, well, that's cool. You know, I'll, you know, whatever. It's just, it's Halloween for me every day, you know?
Yeah. And, excuse me.
Just, I don't know. It just, what?
That is, it's crazy. What is that clown all about? That is some funny stuff. He was out there playing air guitar really well, and the clown. Explain the clown for you guys.
Well, the screamer, which is the screamer and the other vocalist, our original screamer used to wear a mask. This all happened during Halloween, so we just kind of rode with it. But then when we have the new screamer that came in 7 years ago, he wasn't doing that. But we were looking for somebody to run lights and somebody to do some of the sound for us, fog machines. And so we were like, you know what, let's just come up with somebody on the side that if he needs to run around, that, you know, he doesn't look retarded running around. Just put something on him so that way he can be part of what we're doing. So that's what we did. So he does everything.
I've seen him that night. He does everything. He dances, he bangs his head, he plays air guitar, he fixes lights, he grabs my mic.
He gets his water. He gets his everything you can think about. He gets in the mosh pit and he'll get his mask knocked off a few times and you know, but that's about it. That's George.
That is crazy, man. He's crazy. He's an older fella, too, man, getting down like a young kid.
Yeah, well, he doesn't act like that the next day.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. You know, speaking of the screamer, you know, you and Nestor, if I'm saying his name right, Nestor, both of you guys share the lead vocals, which I really find just, it's extraordinary. It's really, really extraordinary. How do you guys keep in sync and keep it together without, I mean, running over each other? Or, I mean, that has to be, I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I mean, it's been a lot of years just working off of each other. You know, one of us would get the crowd moving and, you know, and the other one gets on the side. And we just kind of, we know where we're at because we do it. So we do it all the time. And we didn't want to just leave it to where there's one screamer and there's not a chorus or any octave singing. We want to be able to have two or three people singing choruses where people can actually hear our music. They know what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, you guys.
The other reason why I know how we, you know, not to bump into him, because there's been a few times when I think that we get kind of really close to each other. I just don't want to kiss him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat, man, we're all...
No, I don't want to share a microphone, put it that way, you know?
Yeah, no, Joe, be licking on it, spitting on it, and be like, yeah,
oh,
I don't
no, no, that's
shit.
Okay.
No, I don't
no,
know
I
where you
set
put
that song
microphone.
Out.
Exactly. It was a big black microphone, I just love the taste of it. I don't know about that. you know, you guys have been rocking, like you said, for a good long, you know, bit now. You have a lot of a legion of fans, man. I mean, I've met some of your fans that are not really great people, some scary people. But, you know, they don't really see a lot of behind the stage. You know, they don't see, you know, the hard work that you guys have to put, you know, the stuff that you guys go through. They don't see the ups and downs and keeping the band together and relevant and going. Can you kind of talk about that? I mean, just, it's not easy. I mean, the rock star life is not what, it's, you know, unless it's Guns N' Roses or Metallica or something, you know, that pinnacle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's not an easy life from what I've seen. Can you kind of talk about the ups and downs and what you guys have been through just to keep it together and going?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, when you get to, you start moving up and advancing as your band to another level, it's harder on musicians to say that they're, you know, they're there for the long haul. And you kind of just, you want them to be there, but sometimes when you know it's time to go and you start pressing them, you can see them kind of like, getting weak to where they look scared or whatever, you know. But it happened to us, you know, 5 days before we were going to go on tour with Drowning Pool. Our original drummer, we never talked to him again. And luckily, Zach was in another band, which he was our old guitar player, took a break from his band to go on tour with us to do the drums. And 5 days later, we're on tour with Drowning Pool. We had to go.
That's nuts. And y'all, how was it with Drowning Pool? You know, I got to hang out with Drowning Pool that day. I hung out with CJ and a little bit with Mike, and really great guys. How was it work playing with these guys? They treat you fairly? Was everything pretty good between?
Oh yeah, you know what, man? I just, those guys are just, they're the coolest, man. I mean, it was just props to CJ to everybody on that crew, man. They treated us great, man. And, you know, we actually played in front of people that the crowds were massive. And, you know, we left with a certain amount of merch, and we didn't even have enough merch to come back to our last show. So it was awesome.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't start it, you know. So, yeah, it was awesome. Well, you know, look forward to doing it again.
Let's talk about the Hostiles EP, Hypnotic Regression. Talk about the dedication and all that it took to making that and creating that and getting it out.
It's taken a lot of years and, you know, so much songwriting, you know. For us to have our first one out, it's pretty awesome knowing all the years and all the band members and everything you get to put up with family-wise, the fights, everything, just, and then you put it together, you put the CD together with only two original members in a van, it's kind of rough, because you want to share that with everybody that's been playing with you for all those years, you know. But unfortunately, it's not like that, you know. But no, it was a lot. It's been pretty rough. But you know what? Though we did it, and since the CDs came out, it's really taken off. You know, it's hard to even explain what's happening. I mean, it's going so fast that it's kind of scary, you know.
On the line, we have J.R. Martinez from Hostile, badass really metal band, based out of Tejas, Texas. You know, Texas. You know, if anybody knows that. They had just left Waco from Fast Freddy's, and now I believe March 19th, you guys will be in Denison, Texas, and then April 9th, in Euless, Texas, and then May 7th, the Curtain Club. It's going to be Big Mike Rios' birthday bash there, May 7th. So you can check them out at Reverb Nation or the Hostile band there on Facebook. Really tremendous band. Who was the biggest influences in your life musically?
I'd have to say my father first, my dad. You know, my father he was one of the members, the bass player for Point Blank.
Really?
Yeah, and it just took off from there. I mean, generation after generation after generation now, five generations later, four generations living now, still playing music, you know, so it's pretty cool, you know. And the other one influence would be, it had to be Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. That's where I got mine from.
Sebastian, that guy is something else. You know, did you, you ever watch The Metal Show?
Oh, yeah.
He has a really funny story about him and Phil Anselmo from Pantera.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they were taking a leak together. You gotta Google this, man, on YouTube and watch him say it. But he said they were just taking a leak together in the urinal, and he's like, you know, he's real loud, Sebastian, anyway. He's like,
Yeah.
You know how you look? I look down and I just go, "What the fuck is that thing?" he said Phil just looked at him and said, "You ought to see my dad." Yeah, man. I don't know, man. You know, to all the listeners out there, I apologize. We've talked about dicks and kissing and being in the bathroom together. I don't know if they're gonna think we got something going or if I really like the band. But no, it's always. Always good to have a good time. Now, y'all's music, man, is just a lot of great tunes. Listen, where can the fans get your CDs?
Well, I mean, we're having to order more because we're out. we have a PR guy working on our stuff right now, so it'll be on iTunes. It'll be stores all over the planet here pretty soon. You know, in the next 60 days. So you can buy it. You can buy it pretty much everywhere. Everywhere we're touring, we're gonna have a CD in that town.
Well, see, that's a good thing though that you guys are, like you just mentioned that. Hey, excuse me, that you had just mentioned that, you know, our merchandise was sold out, our CDs sold out. Because I had talked to a lot of guys in bands, and they're like, "Listen, we're not making money. I mean, we're making money." But we're not making a lot of money doing the tours or doing the shows. They make most of their money from the merchandise. Is that correct? Does that work for you guys?
That's how it works, yeah. I mean, you get guarantees from clubs and stuff like that. But the majority of it, if they don't know you, you're gonna have to hustle and sell merch in order to survive. And luckily with us, I mean, it's been a hit ever since our CD came out. It's been nonstop for us. It's funded the tour. It's paid for a lot of things. All of our merch, our banners, you know, there's things we couldn't buy. We bought them all within, 2 months.
Just a couple more questions. We have J.R. Martinez of the band Hostile. Just like I said, I can't emphasize how badass the guys are. And I'm not saying that because you're on my show. I'm just being honest. It's tremendous.
It might be because we're in a bathroom together, man.
Yeah, we're in a bathroom together, and you look like, holy shit, do you need to sit down and piss? I'm like, well, what did you say to me? Yeah, we've been talking about dicking too much on this race. But, you know, 80s hair bands, dude. I remember when I first seen Poison, I really wanted to bang Bret Michaels. I didn't know it was a guy. You know? And then after I found out, I was like, yeah, fuck it. I mean, you know, so. we got JR. JR Martinez from the, excuse me, Lord have mercy, I haven't smoked a blunt or nothing, I'm popping. We have JR Martinez from the band Hostel. I gotta ask this, man, we just got a couple more questions. What has been the most, I like to ask this of all, you know, a lot of people I interview, because I get a lot of funny ones and some serious ones. What has been the most, and I got, you know, think about it. What has been the most embarrassing moment for you on stage?
Oh. Yeah, I guess getting hit in the face with a headstock of a guitar.
That's good.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights. I really can't say I've had too much, because I kind of pay attention to what I'm doing. I'm not like Steven Tyler. I don't jump off in the crowd and don't get caught, you know. I don't know. I mean, the other members, I mean, I can't speak for those guys. You know, they run across the stage and they trip over a cord and fall off the side. I mean, that's their deal. That's why there's two singers.
That is so funny, man. That is so funny. And that's good. I've heard some really, really funny ones, you know, and some really terrible ones, like I wish I wouldn't have asked. Like, one guy said he was getting fellatio on stage. I guess he bit too hard. I don't know. I've been to y'all's show, and it's very family-orientated, you know, so I'm glad about that.
Yeah, thanks.
Puking on stage, falling on stage, one guy, you know, so, yeah, it's pretty good, you know. You know, I just want to say thanks, JR, for coming on the program, man, and talking a little bit of music with us here at Big Dog, which will be featured on PureGrainAudio.com. That's PureGrainAudio.com. Just started with those guys. Anything in closing you want to say to the fans or anybody out there you just want to say something to?
Well, I just want to just people out there listening, you know, appreciate you looking us up and liking the page, and come check us out. And you know what? Hostel Metal. And to all you guys out there, we love all y'all guys, so look us up.
All right, JR, we thank you so much, man. You God bless, be safe, be good, and I'll see you at a rest stop some other time, or boys' restroom, or wherever we got to meet.
Benny, you're killing me.
All right, be good, bro.
I promise you, I promise, next time I won't wear makeup, okay? If it make you feel better.
All right, I hear you, man. But JR, we appreciate you so much, man, coming on the program.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
All right, be good. That was JR Martinez of Hostel. And now we're going to hit you live with another guest, Justin McCain. Of course, he was, you know, Emphatic. You remember the band Emphatic? Now it is Through Fire. This dude is a tremendous, tremendous talented writer, guitar player, just extraordinaire, man. And right now we got him on the line, man. Welcome to the program, Justin. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. You know what? Honestly, I am going to say this, man. I've been interviewing guys for about 12 years now, and I really think that you are the first guy who's ever been on time and prompt, man. I appreciate that, man. That is awesome.
I'm usually a little bit early, so that's just how I roll.
That is so awesome, man. I'm serious. I think the only person that has ever been, I think Dave Snyder is like really on prompt as well. I don't know myself, but I do appreciate it. Man, how's everything going for you, brother?
Everything's going great, man. Really good. We just got off tour a few weeks ago with Adelita's Way. That was just beyond incredible. Such great response every night. You know, big shows. been home for a couple weeks now, and our single's been climbing the charts at radio, and we put a video out, and that's going up every day in likes, and we're getting ready to hit the road again in April, here in 2-3 weeks, something like that, going out with OTEP and September Morning and Lacey and Dawskin. So it's going to be a kick-ass tour.
Yeah, OTEP, man, really, really great band. Now, Through Fire, listen, is the excuse me, I just walked on my own words. Stronger is the single. Very, very, I like it. I really do. I'm not kissing your ass. It's an extremely good song. But I got to ask this, man. And listen, if I just correct me if I'm wrong, you know, sometimes I live under a rock, you know, I just don't get out much, you know, because I'm here in small town Texas. Don't even have a damn red light. But hey, we got metal. You know, you had that band Emphatic, you know, for many years, man. And if I'm correct, I guess this past December it changed to Through Fire. And you were quoted on Facebook as, this is your quote, as I was writing songs for the record in the beginning, shit didn't feel right. I feel like as a writer I couldn't break free because I didn't know what version of Emphatic to be. Can you kind of explain that and just the whole change from Emphatic to Through Fire, if you don't mind?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in general, here's the thing. Life happens. Things change. In regard to Emphatic, we had several different members coming in and out of the band. You know, we started with Patrick Wilson being the original singer, and then, you know, things happened, and, you know, we had to get another singer, and Torin Green came in. Things happened, and, you know, it's just like, it's life, you know. People have, you know, Pat had a baby, and, you know, he had an issue with his voice, and, you know, and then when Torn came in, the label we were on at the time, it kind of folded, and, you know, it's like in this business, so many things have to line up perfectly to have a shot, you know, so things just always kind of got to a certain point, and it was like, for some reason or the other, it just stalled out, you know, and I was sick of that happening, but I kept going, and honestly, it's like, for me, man, someone has my back, I'll always have my back, and I feel like all our fans throughout the years, it didn't matter who was in this band, they supported us, and that meant everything to me, because, you know, Emphatic was my baby, you know, I put a lot of years into that band, and, you know, so when we went to go record the new record, basically what had happened is I asked Grant Kendrick, who is the guy, you know, he filled in for Patrick, our original singer, when he got hurt, and then he filled in for Torin, you know, out on the road. And so a lot of these people around the country seen Grant as our lead singer, and funny enough, a lot of them thought he was the original singer because that's the only guy they ever seen, you know, front the band from a live standpoint, you know. So I said to Grant, I'm like, look, let's just make this full-time. You're part of the family. You've always been part of the family. And he said, yeah, absolutely, cool. But when I was writing songs for the record, I just felt like, you know, at the end of the day, even though we've had just tremendous support, you know, regardless of who the singer was, regardless of what label we're on, we've always had that support. But I felt like, you know, maybe it's time for a true new chapter, a name change, and let's become a, you know, we've always been a brotherhood, like I said, but let's become something new and break outside of this Emphatic with a third singer thing. Because, you know, when it came down to it, it was like, we're doing a new record, we got a new permanent vocalist, and it was just time for a change. And that's how Through Fire was born.
You know, and to all the listeners out there, we have Justin McCain, formerly of Emphatic, now Through Fire. You can check the band out at ThroughFireMusic.com. It's ThroughFireMusic.com. It shows you can check out their latest single, check out their tour schedule, and just, you know, all the little things as such. You know, it's funny that you say that, Justin, you know, about the band members, you know, because I was looking, there was a lot of band members going through Emphatic. I've seen a lot of bands, and you've seen way more than I do, because, you know, you're in it. I'm just, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. a lot of great bands come and go, man. That just never, they were taken off for some reason. They imploded for whatever, I don't know if it was ego or whatever reason. And I asked this a lot of the guys, you know, you've been doing this a long time, man. You've busted your ass, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, making this a career. You know, it's not been easy. But when people see, they see, oh, rock star, this guy, you know, he has it made. They don't see the hardship. And can you kind of talk about that? Because it seems like, you know, you know, the oil field is kind of hard right now for all us oil field guys working in the oil field. But it seems like year round for you guys as well in being a band, it's not that easy either. I mean, you got a lot of shit to deal with just to make music.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely true. And you know, in today's world, I think it's even harder as far as being able to make money in the music business. You know, it's like you have to really, really, truly have a passion for this and be willing to sacrifice, you know, everything. You do whatever it takes to really get out there and make a name for yourself, and do that knowing that it's going to be a long time before you can pay your bills, and it's going to be a long time before you're going to see any sort of, you know, financial reward from that. And when I say financial reward, these days it's pretty much the goal is make enough money to pay your bills. You know, we're not talking about living in mansions and driving fancy cars. To us, that doesn't matter. What matters is making great music, having a connection, a real connection with people, and, you know, making enough money to survive. You know, survival is like, you know, that's a luxury almost to guys in bands, you know, because it's so hard to just plain survive out there, you know. So we're very blessed. We're very lucky. We've been able to make some money over the years, and we've been broke over the years. You know, it's just, it's hit and miss, you know. And the thing with the music business is you never know what's going to happen. You never know, you know, when you're going to get that next dollar. And so, you know, it's kind of a scary place, but it's also very exciting, and it keeps you on edge, and it keeps you going, and it you know, that fire is always lit. We're always trying to get out there, be the best we can be, do everything we can do, because that's what we love, you know, and we want to take it to that next level. So, you know, that's why we hit the streets. We try and tour as much as we possibly can. We're going to continue to do that, and you know, it's like, to us, being on the road, meeting everyone out there, that's what it's all about. And eventually, you know, we'll get to the level where we don't have to worry about paying our bills as much as we do now. But, you know, that's life. Got to go through fire to get to where you want to be.
That good one there, brother. That's a really good one. I like that.
yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned that, because out of respect, I'm not going to say this person's name, but, you know, I interviewed this guy, and he was in a great, great band. And they had airplay on MTV. They were really doing great. And we would talk a lot. And an incident happened where some of their equipment were stolen. And he's like, man, this may break us. And the band's no more. I mean, they were doing great. And all of a sudden, it's no more. So it's not the payoff. It's kind of like a fighter in the gym. You know, they work their asses off. And that's where the hard work is. Like, you guys grinding and you get guys to get on stage, that's the payoff. For the fans, kind of like the fighter who gets in the cage, you know, or the ring, that's their payoff. You know, the hard work, and that's the payoff, is getting in there for the fans. I got to ask this. Now, as far as the sound of Through Fire versus Emphatic, I mean, is there going to be, I mean, what can we expect the same? What can we expect different of?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest and tell you, this kind of leads back to you know, what you first touched on, and that was my comment, you know, it's been months, maybe even a year ago, about the, I wasn't sure what version of Emphatic to be, and as a writer, I felt kind of trapped. I felt like I couldn't really break free and just be me. And so, you know, it kind of goes back to that, because there's so many different chapters of Emphatic that, you know, now, with being Through Fire, I don't feel like I have to be like pigeonholed into one of those chapters. I can truly be who I am. So you're going to hear, you know, maybe stylistically something from way back in the day, from, you know, when we first started, and, you know, we were heavier. We were, you know, a little bit more aggressive, and, you know, you'll hear stuff, you know, from like the Damage record where it was, you know, maybe a little bit more melodic, and then, you know, going to Another Life, it was kind of a combination of the two. So, you know, it's Through Fire. I'm still the main songwriter, just as I was in Emphatic. So really, you know, when it comes down to it, it's, you're going to hear my songwriting that you've always heard, but it's going to have a little bit of everything in there, because it's, you know, it's almost like an awakening. You know, I don't feel like I have to be one certain thing anymore. I can be all of what I love to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it, man. You know, and if I didn't, I would still agree. I was like a dumbass, but yeah, I get it. No, I get it. I understand. Now, you guys got the single out, you know, and like I said to all the fans out there, you can check it out at throughfiremusic.com. And like I said, you see their tour dates and everything. And the new song, Stronger, you check out the video there. But as far as an album, when can the fans expect something, you know, solid out, you know, as far as an album?
We actually finally have an official release date that I can't quite announce yet, but I've kind of been in the dark on that as well. We didn't really have anything set in stone, and the past week we solidified everything and locked it down, so we're definitely going to make an announcement soon, and I can say it will be warm outside, and it will be this year, so that kind of narrows it down to, you know, a generalized time frame.
Well, except for Texans, you know, fans in Texas, because you never know about this weather. It's hot right now, and it's December, so it'll be out. And if you keep checking throughfiremusic.com, you Texas guys, you will know. But,
there you go.
Oh, man. You know, I got to, you know, this is going to sound like an ignorant question, and I apologize. I just kind of like to get people. I know you do tons of interviews. And it gets repetitious, it gets boring, you know, it's just like, oh, shit, same thing. So I got to ask this, man, if it wasn't for music, I'm talking about no music whatsoever, what career would you have taken?
Well, I couldn't truthfully answer that question because I wouldn't know, you know. I was born hearing music in my head. I was born being a writer. Oftentimes I tell people, I feel like I'm just a messenger because I never really sit down and try and force anything. Anything I write, it's stuff I hear in my head, you know, and it's like I just feel very blessed to have that opportunity, that outlet, you know, all this crazy creative energy going on, like firing through my mind, and it's like that's all I've ever known. So who knows what I would have been without music. I sure as hell don't.
what is, you know, you, like I said, you've been doing this such a long time, Justin. You know, you've been, like I said, through the fire. You've played to a lot of people, met a lot of people, done a lot of things. Thus far, what has been your most memorable moment?
Most memorable moment?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. I've actually been asked that question a few times, and I can never answer it truthfully. Because for me, you know, being a true music lover and being someone, like I've already said, this is what I've known my whole life and all I've wanted to do. So I can't really choose one particular moment that is defining for me, because I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to wake up every day and do what I love, you know? So, you know, it's like there's so many moments. I can't really pick one. You know, I would say one that stands out in my life is I proposed to my wife on stage. That was pretty cool. So, you know,
that's good you said wife, because I like proposed to my girlfriend on stage and we're no longer together. So it's good she said yes. I mean, it would have been, you know, it would have been drastic. But
definitely.
You know, you speak of, you know, music, and like I said, you know, anybody knows anything about you know that you've done everything in the music, basically, music world. What advice would you give to a young musician? And I mean, not just someone who wants to be on stage and try to get that rock star status, but to the ones who are sitting at their house, a young kid with a pen and piece of paper and a guitar, what advice would you give to these guys? And girls.
Well, I mean, in general, do what you want to do. Do what you truly love. If that's playing the guitar, if that's, you know, writing lyrics, if it's anything outside of music. For me, it always came down to one simple thing, doing it because that's what I truly loved. That's what I had a passion for. And when you truly feel that way, regardless of what it is or what it's about, you know, you live that journey. You enjoy the journey of wherever it takes you. You set goals depending on what you want to do with it, you know. So, you know, just starting with the basics, someone that has a guitar and a pen and a pad sitting in their room, that's exactly how I started, and that's what I love to do. So for anyone listening out there, if that's what they love to do and they want to take it further, I would say never think anything is impossible, because it's not. You can do anything you set your mind to, and that's, I mean, it may sound cliche, but it's so true. Keep going. Keep doing what you do, and do it to the best of your ability, and don't let anyone tell you no. I mean, you're always going to hear no. I've heard far more no's than yeses in my life, but if you keep pushing forward, you're going to make it, and that's that. No one can stop you but yourself, period.
It kind of falls along the lines of you only fail if you don't try, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer in that. Although I failed plenty of times when I tried, but, you know, at the end of the day, is it really, really a failure? No, it's not, because, you know, if you don't try, you never know. If you don't try, you can't succeed. You're only failing, you know? So it's like, do whatever it is you want to do in life and give it your best shot. And if you fall on your ass or you fall on your face, get up, because you know what? You're going to be stronger. And that's exactly what our single, Stronger, is about.
You got to go through fire to get to the land of milk and honey.
Yeah, the land of milk and honey, or whatever land you want to be to. <Get to.
laughs> I don't know, I'm just throwing some puns out there, man. I'm just trying to help out a little bit. It's what I can, you know. And when you're married, man, like myself, and you said, you hear no a lot. So, you know, it's a great thing. You can check out throughfiremusic.com, you know, Justin and the gang. Check out their new single, Stronger, and their album will be coming out soon when it's warm. We'll all know. I know Shauna will let everybody know. She's a really great publicist.
Yes.
April 8th, you guys will be at the Vinyl and Hard Rock Hotel Casino in Las Vegas.
Yep.
April 10th, Phoenix Theater, California. Check them out, man. You guys are really going to be busy as hell, man. That's a good thing. It's great to be working.
Yeah, absolutely. We're stoked, and like I said, that's what we want to do. We're living our dream right now because we have the ability to go out there and see as many faces as possible. So, again, we're just going to keep doing that and keep growing this band, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But right now we're enjoying the ride, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Well, Justin, is there anything you'd like to say or close or anything in this interview, man, for all the fans out there listening, of just a fan of the band, the fan of yourself? Would you like to say anything to the fans out there?
Absolutely. The main thing I want to say is thank you. I mean, you hit it on the head earlier when you said I've been doing this for a long time. I wouldn't have that amazing opportunity. I wouldn't have the ability to do it without everyone's support. So that truly, truly means everything to me. Thank you for it. And I can promise you all that we're going to work our asses off, and we're not going anywhere but to a city near you.
Man, I appreciate you, Justin, coming on the program, man. You're a great guy, really down to earth, and I thank you so much. And I'll keep in touch, man. You know, with Shauna, like I said, you got you a good publicist right there, and we'll be sure to pump you up on PureGrainAudio.com, And anything you need, just let us know, man. We thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, have a great day, brother.
You too.
And that was Justin McCain, formerly of Emphatic, now of Through Fire, which you can check out at throughfiremusic.com. That's THROUGH, firemusic.com. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. Tune in today's program. Of course, we opened up with some music from Hostel, a great interview with J.R. Martinez. Very funny interview, man. The guy's a really great dude. Just be careful when you go to the bathroom because he may be there looking for you to talk. But a really great guy, really great band. Check them out. And Justin McCain of Emphatic, now Through Fire. I want to thank you all. And be sure to check out pureaudio.com, man. That's great music. We cover everything. I just want to thank you, each and every one of you. Until then, God bless, be safe, be good, and we'll speak again.